Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir wajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, we say marhaba, welcome once again to our silsila, the pathway to success. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we are going to discuss beautiful topic. And today's topic is Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the excellences of generosity. First and foremost, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll make intention for good deeds. As our Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatum Aliya, always in all his mahfils, always in all ijtama'ats, Madani channel, he makes mind that in every Islamically permissible deed, make intention for good deeds. And he quotes a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has said that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is greater than his action. So inshallah, first and foremost, we make intention, inshallah, that whatever we're doing here is for the sole pleasure of Allah. Inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, whatever we learn from this mahfil, we try to be practical upon it and to try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims. Inshallah, try to make intentions that whenever we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah in the form of Azza wa Jalla, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So many beautiful intentions one can make for this beautiful silsila, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat, in his famous chapter Faizani Durood al-Salam, from the book of Faizani al-Sunnat, he quotes many hadith mubarakah about the beneficence of sending durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he quotes a beautiful narration that Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned that if a person recites 1,000 times durood pak daily, if a person recites 1,000 times durood pak daily, he shall not meet his end until that time Allah Ta'ala shows him his place in Jannat, meaning that he shall not leave the dunya. Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam should not take him away from the dunya until and unless that time he sees his place in Jannat, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. First and foremost, inshallah, we will start off as usual the tilawat of Quran. And we request our Qari Sahib to recite a few verses from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Wa Ramani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalih. Yani musalman ki niyat uski amal se behtar hai. Meethe meethe islami bhaiyo, achhi niyat na ho to amal ka sawab nahi milta. اس لئے میں نیت کرتا ہوں کہ حصول ثواب کے لئے اللہ رسول عز و جل و صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اطاعت کرتے ہوئے تلاوت کروں گا آپ سبھی تلاوت قرآن کریم کی تعظیم کی نیت سے جب تک ہو سکے نگاہیں نیچی کیے دو زانوں بیٹھیے اور مزید یہ بھی نیت کیجئے کہ رضا الہی کے لئے حکم قرآنی پر عمل کرتے ہوئے کان لگا کر خوب توجہ کے ساتھ اور اپنے اختیار میں ہوا اور دل میں اخلاص پایا تو حکم حدیث پر عمل کرتے ہوئے اشک باری کرتے ہوئے تلاوت سنوں گا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. أمرت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله عز وجل. Now my dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. So again we will request our Qari Sahib to please recite some beautiful shares of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا. نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. واہ کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا. تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا. کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا. وہاں کیا جو فتحہ تیرا، تیرے ٹکڑوں سے پلے غیر کی کرپ نہ ڈال، تیرے ٹکڑوں سے پلے غیر کی کرپ نہ ڈال، جھڑکیاں کھائیں کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا آقا، جھڑکیاں کھائیں کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا آقا، کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، تو نے اسلام دیا تو نے جماعت میں لیا، تو کریم اب کوئی پھرتا ہے عطیہ تیرا، تو کریم اب کوئی پھرتا ہے عطیہ تیرا، وہاں کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، اور تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا واسط ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، جو میرا واسط ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، وہاں کیا جو دو کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلاۃ وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, as you know, in previous silsilas we are discussing excellences of the different aspects of the deen, and today we are discussing the excellence of generosity. When generosity comes to the mind, always people are looking to see who is that person that gives most in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the person that has the most kind heart, who is the person who has the most soft heart, who is the person that is always looking out to give the maximum in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we are calling him that person as the most generous person, the most kind person, the most merciful person. These are the type of terminologies one gives to a person when he sees these type of things. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the deen of Islam, as we mentioned always previously, a complete religion, a complete encyclopedia is found only and only in the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, the examples that our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam set, Sahaba ikram Ali ibn Ridwan set, the companions of the Sahaba ikram Ali ibn Taba'in, Taba'in, what beautiful examples they have set for us of for generosity. Subhanallah azza wa jal, there are no words to express it. Inshallah azza wa jal, in this little time, what we have, inshallah, we are going to try to discuss about the excellences of generosity. First, our Muballigh Adawaslam wants to discuss about this beautiful kalam of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatur Rahman, Waha Kya Judo Karam, Shahya Bata, Ha?
Tera.
So you want to say something to the viewers mentioned before?
It's so beautiful the way that, mashallah, our Nath Khan Islami Bhai began this topic with such an appropriate Nath Sharif, discussing the generosity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, he writes, Vaha kya judo karam hai, shahe batha tera. Oh my beloved Master, oh beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how incredible and how amazing and how astounding is your generosity. Nahi sunta hi nahi, mangine wala tera. The one who asks from you, never even hears the word no.
Allahu
and as we mentioned before in previous silsilas that we've done, the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu is based upon the Quran and Hadith.
Subhanallah.
And it reminded me of one narration which is muttafaqun alayhi, reported by both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. It's narrated that Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, مَا سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا قَتُّ فَقَالَ لَا. It never ever occurred in the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that somebody would ask him for something and he would say no. This never happened. Whenever anybody asked for something, begged for something from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would always say yes. And one other verse in Hidayat al-Bakhshish, Sayyidi Ahl Hazrat radiallahu anhu expresses the same meaning. He says, Mangenge mange jayenge, mu mangi payenge.
Mangenge mange jayenge, mu mangi payenge. Mangenge mange jayenge, mu mangi payenge. Sarkar mein nala agar ki hai sarkar mein nala hai na hajat agar ki hai.
He has made us understand the Urdu language, so you know, just to remove this language barrier so they can understand the beauty of this poetry. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat of the Lawanu here is saying that we will continue asking whatever we want from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will continue to receive whatever we ask for. Because the word no is never heard from this blessed court. And there is no need for any ifs and buts.
So, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, MashaAllah Azawajal, Allah Tabarakutala special mercy appear upon him always.
Amen.
And may through his sadaqah Allah Tabarakutala forgive us.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah Azawajal, so we see that when we're talking about Hidayat-e-Bakhshish or the poetry of Ala Hazrat, radiallahu anhu, we are seeing that when we're talking about Quran and Hadith,
there's a force behind it.
There's a force behind it. So if a person wants to question that, you are saying that he is most sakhi, that he gives and he never refuses, where do you get it out from? You get it from the Hadith Mubarakah, you find Quran Majid, you find Hadith Mubarakah, and beloved Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu puts it in a poetry form. MashaAllah.
So, you know, and this is not only the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat who wrote this the Naat.
Yes.
There's a very famous poet by the name of Farzuduk. Farzuduk is the famous in Arabic word. And he wrote Naat. In his Naat, he wrote this couplet. Ma qala la qattu illa fi tashahudihi. Lawla atashahudu kanat la'uhu na'am. That Aqad Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam only said la in tashahud. If there is no la in tashahud, he would have never uttered the word La. And you know, there are so many stories that whenever somebody comes and Aqaidu Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if didn't have present there, something to give him.
Some gift. Yes.
So he you know, told the person who is asking something that you go and owe something on my name.
Take something
on my name from somebody and I'll pay him after that.
Allahu Akbar.
So Aqad Walam sallallahu ta'ala
never refused.
So much so, you know, generous that we can't even imagine.
Go to that person, tell him that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent you. And he will start at that later. Allahu Akbar.
It's in Madaraj al-Nubuwa.
So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, now we're getting some in-depth to the program. Let us see about Quran Majid. What does Quran Majid say about generosity? Let us hear what Allah Ta'ala says about generosity.
There are many, many verses throughout the Noble Quran which encourage us to be generous and talk about the virtues of generosity. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, regarding the attributes of the muttaqeen, those who are pious, those who have taqwa, those who have fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes them saying, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, those who spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla in times of ease and in times of hardship. They spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla in times of ease and in times of hardship. And Imam Baghawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his tafsir, under this verse, he narrates a very beautiful hadith about the generous person and the stingy person. It's narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allahi, qareebun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nas, ba'idun min al-nar. The generous person is close to Allah Azza wa Jal, close to Jannah, and close to the people.
Allahu
and
Akbar.
Far away from the fire of hell.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
And on the opposite side, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Wal bakhilu ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-jannah, ba'idun min al-nas, qareebun min al-nar."
Allahu Akbar.
But the stingy person, the person who is not generous, the person who can't find it within himself to put his hands in his pockets, the stingy person is far away from Allah. He is far from Jannah, he is far from the people, but he is close to the fire. This was some insight about what Allah Azza wa Jalla says. And in the tafsir of this, the hadith that's quoted, so it's very, very important that we try to follow in the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be generous and remove this evil trait of stinginess from within ourselves.
Allah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, we're hearing something from Quran Majid. It also talks about generosity. And inshallah, now we'll go in a little in depth and go into a few hadith mubarakah about generosity.
There is another ayatah kareema. Please, you must do the translation. لَا تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا إِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Translation?
Allah Azza wa Jalla says that you will never attain piety, you will never reach piety until you spend from that which you love.
Subhanallah.
And you know, this is ayatah kareema. A lot of stories of Sahaba Ikram is mentioned, especially on the topic of this generosity, and Tabi'in as well. There was a Sahabi, Hadith Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the most rich person in Medina Munawwara. And his best mall was a garden by the name of Bireha. The name of garden, Bireha. When this ayat kareema was revealed and he listens ayat kareema, he went to the holy court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I give this Bireha as a charity. I give this one because I love this one, and I give it to the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. These were the Tabi'in and Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. They were so generous, and they were giving on the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla a lot. We can't imagine. And there are the other stories. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala. We'll heard inshallah Azza wa Jalla.
Just before we get into the waqiyat, the stories of the Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, at one point which I remember in Nigrani Shura, Haji Imran Al-Tari, Dam Barakatum Aliyah, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we should spend from that which we love. And if you look at the mentality, even if we look into our own lives, when it comes to giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, usually we give those things which are spare, which are not needed anymore. If you want to donate some clothes to the poor, then donate those clothes which are ripped and torn, which we don't need anymore. But Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that you won't attain piety until you spend from that which you love. What you love for yourself,
you give to others.
To the extent that Nigrani Shura gave a very, very striking example, which really struck the hearts of many. That even when we go for Jumu'ah Salah, for example, and the brother comes around for the collection, or they're waiting for collection outside, and we take our wallet out, we have 4 or 5 notes. Let's say for example, each note is worth £10. They all have the same value, but the note which is old, the note which is folded or creased, we'll take that note and place it into the masjid. donation box. And the crisp notes we'll keep for ourselves. Even though the value is not the same, the crisp note is not worth £11, and the old note is not worth £9, they're all worth the same amount, the £10 notes. But our mentality is such that when giving in the way of Allah, we don't give our best things. And this mentality has to change. We've just heard that if we want to attain piety, and this is a pathway to success. The title of our show is the pathway to success. If you want to attain success, we have to spend from that which we love.
Viewers of Madani Channel, whether it's UK or whether it's America or whether you're in Africa, when you're talking about generosity, always look at the best example. And the best example is none other than our minds and yours and the universal beloved Rasulullah. When you talk about most generous, don't look left and right. Our beloved Rasulullah is the most generous.
Let me give you one story from the holy life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once there were some mal came from the Bahrain. It was they put in the Masjid Nabawi Sharif, put there, and Aqadu Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the salah, and after the salah, Aqadu Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam start giving, and he spent 90,000 dirham. 90,000 dirham was there, and Aqad Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the same place. He sit once and give all to the brothers.
Allah distributed.
Distributed. Subhanallah. This was the Aqad Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam generosity, and that he never even one penny, one dirham, left behind. Mm. The same majlis, they sit once and give all of that.
Ji.
There's a one thing that is most important thing, like, what's the mentality? The mentality is totally different. When we talk about generosity or we talk about the charity, people think very less. And we talk about to spend somewhere else, like shopping or something else, then they don't have a limitation for that on that part. But here, I can give this, that's all they have. Even though, as you know that, if we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a hadith, it says, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّمْ مَالٍ, means when you spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no decrease in your wealth.
Yes.
It will always increase. مُفَسِّرُ الشَّهِيرُ حَكِيمُ الْأُمَّةِ مُفْتِي أَحْمَدْ يَعْقَانَ عَلَى رَحْمَةُ الْمَنَّانِ. There's a commentary on the hadith that says, whoever gives the zakat, and if that person realizes whatever he gave the zakat on the amount, that next year it will increase. So for instance, like he give away only $100 zakat, next year he start going 125, then 150, 160. So that means that when you give the charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will increase the wealth. It does not decrease the wealth. But the mentality on our side, when you give the money, oh, the money is gone. And the face go down. Oh, my money is gone. Instead of with the happiness, with the full of happiness when they give the charity to Allah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be happy I'm giving the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a beautiful
point. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when we're talking about generosity, we can be talking about in the form of money or in the form of goods, in the form of kind, whatever it is. But when we give, our niyat should be for the sole pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because there is a great reward out there. For every time you invest into the path of Allah Ta'ala, there is a great reward out there. Look, in the dunya, when we want to make some profit, we want to get some profit in the dunya, then we do an investment. We do some trade, we invest some of our money, we invest some of our goods, and we feel great because we know that we invested 100,000, we got 200,000, we invested 200,000, we got 400,000. Yes, now we can feel it, we can touch it, we can go on the internet, we can check our bank balances, we can check our profit, we can check everything, so simple. But the problem with us, we out there, viewers of Madani Channel, and us, the problem with us is that when we talk about investment for the year after, when we're talking about you spend so much in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you be generous, you be kind, you give in the path of Allah azza wa jalla, you feel that, okay, we are investing, but we can't feel the profit. Like how you, Islam brother was talking about the example about the notes, when you take the notes out, you want to feel them, you want to touch them. So you count them, you want to feel the crisp of the notes, and you want to see the physical profit. Yes, when you feel the same physical profit, you put them close to your chest, put them close to your eyes, put them close to your heart, put them in your pocket, wherever, but you're feeling the profit. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this profit we are talking about, yes, indeed, you can't see with the physical eyes, you can't feel it with the physical fingers. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will see the barakat in the dunya, in the qabr, and the year after. Definitely when Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam Ramadan comes, you will see the barakah and blessings on the day of Qiyamah. You will see the barakah and blessings in the qabr, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, for that investment that you made in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Also, I heard from ulama ikram that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu went home, he brought everything. Even there was a nail on the wall, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu even put the nail on his carriage and he brought it and came to the barakah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. And you know what? Even the clothing. So much so that he had an old and tattered and torn rag. So when he came in the barakah of the beloved Rasulullah, all the Sahaba ikram, they're looking as to see what happened to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And when, as you said, he told, Ya Rasulullah, I left only Allah and my beloved Rasul is enough for me. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is wearing the same clothes like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And Akash Rasulullah is looking at Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and looking at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, wearing the same tattered and torn clothes. And Jibreel alayhi salam announces that Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends peace and blessings upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and says that Allah tabarak loved this action so much. Allah tabarak loved this action so much of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that Allah tabarak ordered all the angels to wear the same clothes like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Allah. So it is where the, you know, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, examples of our
in Sunan Ibn Majah Sharif. The narration which is stated that the Prophet ﷺ said about the wealth that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu donated, that ma nafa'ani malun qattu ma nafa'ani malu Abi Bakr. That there's no wealth that has benefited me ever as much as the wealth of Abu Bakr benefited me.
Allah.
This is the Prophet ﷺ saying this. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard this, subhanAllah, his reply, a reply of a true ashik, a true lover, he said, Ya Rasulullah, هل أنا ومالي إلا لك؟ Am I and my wealth anything except for you? Is there any other owner of me and my wealth except for you? Allah. Everything I have, my life, my wealth, is all owned by you.
That's why the poet says,
Peete hai Peete hai tere dar ka Khate hai tere dar ka
belief that we are owned by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is our Malik, our owner.
He is the key.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know that this is the saying of the ulama ikram and the sufi ikram, that the person will never taste the sweetness of iman if he doesn't have this aqidah and this belief that aqid wa alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm the slave of the holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's the owner. So if he doesn't have this much, you know, love, then he will never taste the sweetness of iman. So we have to have this aqidah of the Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Whatever we have, this stuff from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Truly is from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the owner, and you know, he gives us everything.
And Aslam, look at the sincerity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That, you know, sometimes when we donate something in the path of Allah azza wa jalla, we say, it was mine. I gave it. I gave my possession. I gave my wealth. I gave, you know, my object. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is saying that it wasn't mine to begin with. It wasn't mine to begin with. It was given to me by Allah Azza wa Jal through the distribution of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It belongs to them. I didn't give my own wealth. I gave what belonged to them.
Allah
Akbar. It was just with me temporarily. This was the sincerity and the ikhlas that they had.
I think there's one hadith Mubarak, something like that. Allah Tabarak is the giver and Prophet is the distributor.
Yes, yes.
Views of Madani channel, mashallah, so now things are getting more and more, because they're boiling up, more interesting. You know, there's one beautiful narration. And I heard this from an alim ad-din, that there was a debate between a Muslim and some other, a religion. And they were discussing about the topic of generosity. Mm. And one person, a non-believer, stood up and he questioned that alim ad-din, that you are saying that your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the most generous? The most generous? Okay, then give me one example, because I have an example which you cannot compare that example to. So they said, okay, give us your example. He said, we had a scholar, his name was Hatim Tai. So he said, okay, what was the example? He said, Hatim Tai had 8 doors to his house. 8 doors to his house. When the beggar came to the first door, Hatim Tai took and he gave. And then the beggar went to the second door, same beggar. Hatim Tai took and he gave. And when he came to the third door, the same beggar, Hatim Tai, took and gave. The fourth door, the fifth door, the sixth door, the seventh door, the eighth door, the guy appeared again. Hatim Tai took again and gave again. So this non-believer says that, you see, our Hatim Tai was so generous that one person came 8 times and he continued giving him. Is there any example in the lifestyle of your beloved Rasulullah that you can compare with our Hatim Tai? So this Muslim scholar is sitting and he's thinking, he says, okay, so you said Hatim Tai is the most generous? He said, yes, yes, indeed. Hatim Tai is the most generous. He said, yes, let me tell you, actually Hatim Tai is the most stingy. How can you say he's stingy? Person came to the door, same person came to the door, first time, second time, fourth time, seventh time, eighth time, and he continued distributing, and you're saying he's the most stingy? How can you call him the most stingy? He said, listen, when the person came to the door of Hatim Tai the first time, you gave him, his need was not fulfilled. He went to the second door. He came to the second door, Hatim Tai gave him second time. His need was still not fulfilled. He went to the third door, his need was not fulfilled. He went to the fourth door, Hatim Tai gave him again. He went to the seventh door, he came to the eighth door, Hatim Tai gave him again, but still his need was not fulfilled. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, subhanallah azza wa jal, when people came to the door of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, subhanallah, the viewers of Madani channel, our Pyare Aqa Sassam gave him so much at the first shot. There was no need for him to come and come back to the second door.
Mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye gaye, darya baha diye gaye, darya baha diye sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, it seems as if there's no occasion in the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where the pen of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat doesn't flow. He says, mere kareem se agar qatra kisi ne manga. Aye, aye, aye. Mere kareem se agar qatra kisi ne manga, that if anybody even asked for one drop from my generous beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, darya baha diye hain, dur be baha diye hain.
Darya mean like
rivers.
Oh, ya uspak.
He asked for one Allah drop. Akbar. He asked for one drop. What did he get? Not one drop. He got rivers and oceans. Dur be baha diye hain and countless jewels and diamonds.
Allah. Subhanallah. So viewers of Masjid channel, I'm sure you must be checking our mood. Now our mood is also changing. Really, we are also feeling something is happening within us. Because we are also feeling that our Pyare Aqa Sassam is so generous, mashallah.
There's another narration which I want to share at this point. It's narrated in the Muslim of Imam Ahmad and also in Ibn Majah Sharif, that once a lady came to the court of the Prophet and gifted the Prophet with a shawl. And it was a very, very beautiful shawl. It stated that this shawl was woven by hand and it had two beautiful margins on each side. And she gave this as a gift to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ accepted it. And at that time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam required a shawl. So he placed it around his blessed body and came to the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam. Now when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam, one of the individuals who was present there, the Sahabi, he touched the shawl. This was an indication that he liked it.
Allahu Akbar.
As soon as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that this man likes the shawl, yes, he'd just been given it as a gift, very, very beautiful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the fact that he required it at that time, took it off and gave it to him as
Allah,
a gift.
Allah.
And look at the narration doesn't just end there. It's so beautiful, it moves on. Then, after a while, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered his pearls of wisdom and left, the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam, they asked that man, that you're so clever, you know, how excellent was your action? You knew that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refuses the one who asks from him.
Allahu Akbar.
So you asked and he gave.
Allahu Akbar.
Then this man replied, again a very, very beautiful reply, subhanAllah. This man replied and said, the only reason that I requested to take this beautiful shawl from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا سَأَلْتُهَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا لِتَكُونَ كَفَنِي يَوْمَ أَمُوتُ. He said that the only reason I asked for this shawl from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so that on the day I die, this shawl can be my shroud,
Allah,
my
kafan.
They would take tabarruk from the clothing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this we learn not only about the generosity of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he gave away a gift that's just been given to him. Imagine you just got a new gift. You just got a new gift, and that's the time when you're, you know, the most happiest. Now maybe a year later, 2 years later, when you're bored of it, you'd be willing to give it away. But how difficult it is to give away a gift as soon as you've received it. Look at the generosity. And then look at the aqidah and the belief of the Sahaba, that they would want to take the clothing which had touched the body of the Prophet ﷺ and wrap themselves in it when they passed away as their shroud, as their kufan, so that they would seek blessings from it in the grave.
That once, when Sahaba Ikram Ali Maridwan migrated, Akad Warim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, there was a well and
water well.
And Jew was the owner. And Akad Warim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that who will give the water to the Muslims and he'll get the Jannah. Okay. So Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala.
So basically made mine for donation.
For donation and for the, you know,
purchasing of that.
So Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala went there and he asked, he gave him half well, very expensive. And then the term is this, that one day is Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu's term and the other day is Jew's term. So what Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala did, when his term comes, his day comes, he says that everybody is allowed to bring the water, to take the water from the well and freely.
Yes.
And Aqaid Warim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy, and the Jew was very, you know, upset that no, the people will, you know, store one day, the other
day
as you. And
Allah.
So he sell the other as well,
other half
as well. And he, the whole well, he's radiallahu ta'ala give on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's another story of the Sahaba.
And that time it was in the most need.
Yeah, most need. It was the Jannah on that well.
Beautiful characteristic of generosity. And the Islamic concept of charity, then poverty across the world will be wiped out. You know, we say that, you know, there's so much poverty, and you know the poverty level in this country is increasing. More people are becoming poor. The poorer are getting even poorer. You know, if we were just to become more generous, and if we were to implement this beautiful characteristic of donating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because you know in one verse of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that whatever is with you will end. Whatever is with Allah will remain forever.
It's forever.
It's forever.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, you can realize the enthusiasm, mashallah, and that their mind, their intention, their mentality, subhanallah, mashallah. You know, might be, you know, when we heard this kind of things, it's increased our enthusiasm. You know, might be, I can spend, I can do this, I can
our
do this.
Our enthusiasm and also Madhuri channel, the most important, the views of Madhuri channel.
MashaAllah. So the viewers of Madhuri channel, there's some hadith I will give you, you know, the benefit of that charity. You know, it's important of Muslim charity is the English translation of the book of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and it narrates that the charity prevents the bad death. And there's another hadith from Imam Abdullah bin
charity
Mubarak.
Prevents bad death.
Charity prevents a bad death, yeah.
Okay.
MashaAllah. And another hadith says Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala, that's undoubtedly that Allah locks up the 70 doors of a bad debt because of the charity. Mm. Give away the charity. And another hadith is said, charity shuts 70 doors of evil. MashaAllah. So you can imagine when you give the charity, how much you get out of it. It's not like you just give the money away. And another hadith says, it's from Tibrani, charity wipes out sin and protect from bad debt.
SubhanAllah.
You know, what else we can have, you know? And there's another hadith that says, undoubtedly the charity of a Muslim causes him to live long and prevents a bad debt.
So dear Islam brothers,
hadiths regarding that, you know, mashallah.
Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, Azza wa Jalla, today we covered so many beautiful aspects about the generosity. And I just want you to listen to one share of one kalam. Our Islam brother is, you know, wants to, has the enthusiasm to share with you. Inshallah, tabarakallah, we are talking about generosity and about our aqa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Kareem aisa mila ke jiske khule hai haath aur bhare khazane. Kareem aisa mila ke jiske khule hai haath aur bhare khazane. Batao ae muflison ke phir kyun, batao ae muflison ke phir kyun, tumhara dil iztirab mein hai.
The first chair as well. Utha do parda, likha do.
Utha do parda, dikha do chehra. Utha do parda, dikha do chehra. Hijab mein hai zamana tareek ho raha hai, zamana tareek ho raha hai, ke meher kab se niqab mein hai. Utha do parda.
A couple of words about this beautiful share that we just heard again from Hadaki Bakshish, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. You know, when talking about generosity, sometimes you have somebody, he has a very generous heart, but he has no money, the poor guy.
Allah.
So he wants to give, but he can't. And on the other side, you have somebody whose treasures are filled.
Beautiful.
And he's very, very wealthy, but he's stingy. You know, his hands are tied close, and his hands are not open. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, he says, how fortunate we are, how lucky we are. Kareem aisa mila. We got such a generous, beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hands are open. He's very, very generous. He's not stingy at all. And bare khazane. His treasures are full.
Allah.
You know, in one narration, the Prophet ﷺ said that I was given the keys to the treasures of all of the earth in my hands.
Allah.
So our beloved Prophet ﷺ his hands are open, he's generous, and his treasures are filled. So then, O poor people, batao phir ae mufliso, tumhara dil kyun istirab mein hai? Why is your heart disturbed when you have such a generous Prophet ﷺ whose hands are open in generosity? And his treasures are filled.
Subhanallah.
My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, we come to the end of our silsila, the pathway to success. Alhamdulillah, today we learned so many beautiful Madani pools about generosity, the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa sallam, we had some examples of the Awliya Ikram. Yeah, become generous. Try to follow their lifestyle. You try to take something from the lifestyle of our beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa from the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, and become generous. Because generosity, what is generosity? Generosity is for you to get the brightness of the dunya, brightness of the qabr, and the brightness of the hereafter. Your investment in the path of Allah Tabarakuta, remember this, O viewers of Madani Channel. Your investment in the path of Allah Tabarakuta is never a loss, it's always a gain. So viewers of Madani Channel out there, become generous wherever you are out in the world, especially the viewers of Madani Channel in UK, in America, Australia, Africa, we are targeting those English viewers. Become generous. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is working 7 days a week. Huh? 365 days a year, non-stop action. Madani action. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. For what? For the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Become generous. Alhamdulillah Azza, donate your funding, your zakat, your lillah, your sadaqah in the path of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Wherever you are, build up a Madani Markaz, Faizan Madina in your city. Faizan Madina, Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Darul Madina. So many beautiful systems you can join in Dawat Islami. Use your generosity in the right place, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala. Allah tabar reward you in abundance in the dunya, inshallah, azza wa jal. In the qabr, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala. And most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. Please, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep connected to this beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala. We hope to see you soon again in our silsila, the pathway to success. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دوم مچی ہو آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد The way to the pleasure of The pathway to success.